Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as I promised you, Norm Brodsky is with us. Norm is he's a serial entrepreneur. He has owned a number of companies, actually owns, I think, more than one right now, but he's also a senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine, and he's here to talk to us about some of the things that you and I should have on our minds when a big box company comes to town, when they move in next door. If we're a small business owner, what should we do? Should we go on offense or go on defense? Norm Brodsky, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. And the question is, the offense or defense? There's no question. You have to go on offense.
You have no choice, do you?
No, you don't. If you wait until they're in town and they've opened up, it's too late.
Well, you know, one of the things, Norm, that I'll tell you what, before we get into any of that, why don't you tell us the story? This is a classic story. This is a great story. Tell us the story about the little coffee company.
Well, this young man named Brian Kelly, who just retired, by the way, from the fire department in June, had opened up a coffee company. It's his second one. It's a little coffee shop in an office complex in New Jersey. And, you know, he and his partner started the shop, and Brian had emailed me, and he said he had a problem that Starbucks was going to be opening up in his right next door to him, and he was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't think he'd compete with them, and he didn't know what to do.
What did you tell him?
Well, I told him that he had at his fingertips and disposals a lot of tools that he could use to combat their opening up that he didn't realize. As a small business person, you know, most people who run those type of businesses have like warm and fuzzy businesses. People like to go there. They like the product. They like the people who are serving it. And he had to use what his advantage over the company was, and he didn't even realize he had any advantages whatsoever.
You know, that's the unfortunate thing, and it's something that I talk about on the show all the time, Norm, and that is trying to dispel the myth that a small business can't build a dominant brand. That is a myth, isn't it?
Absolutely, and more people should realize that. You know, they have more strengths than they think they know. Starbucks or any big box store, they have a cookie cutter approach. They do everything the same all the time, and the people who manage or run their stores are not allowed to deviate at all. Mm-hmm. And as a small business person, you have the ability to turn on a dime. You can change things around. You can do things that they can't do. You have a big advantage over them, and sometimes it's hard to realize. Also, you have to realize that you are going to lose business to them. So therefore, what do? It's the important thing. And in Brian's case, he had done a lot of things right. He had a customer loyalty program. He had accumulated all his customer email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
So what we were able to do is set up a program for him prior to Starbucks coming in. Each week for 10 weeks, he did 10 different customer appreciation things. To build more customer loyalty. And then knowing that he was going to lose business, we try to find something that Starbucks didn't do to increase his business. And he was doing a little bit of catering, and so we went after the catering business. And
coffee catering, huh?
Well, you know, he serves sandwiches and desserts.
Okay.
And so people in the offices, when they had guests or didn't want to leave their office, could order up from Brian. And so, therefore, he built that business and emailed all his customers about it. And then he did promotions, such as it was his 10th year in business there. And as a New York City fireman, he put together packages describing what he did and did special sales.
Right.
And, you know, by the time Starbucks actually opened, Brian's business was up about 18%.
He fought for his business.
He fought for his life, his business life. Absolutely right. You can't sit back and not do it. And sure, plenty of his customers went and tried Starbucks. But what they found was they didn't have that same warm, fuzzy feeling, and they were treated like a number.
Well, you know something else, and this is the beautiful part about the United States, Norm, is sometimes you wake up and you feel like a Starbucks, and sometimes you don't. You know, I mean, that's the beautiful thing. We have choice here in America. And
absolutely.
And that's what a lot of people don't get, Norm, and a lot of politicians don't get this. The economic pie, at least in America, is not a finite entity. It can get bigger. It can grow. And
exactly.
And just because Starbucks came in and took a piece of the coffee, a pie in that area, that didn't mean the pie, that Norm's piece of a pie, had to get smaller.
No, it didn't at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when big box businesses come to the area, they create more business for the small person.
More traffic. That's exactly right. You know, how many times, here's a classic example. Years ago, and I mean many years ago, when I was in college, I worked for a furniture store. And there were three or four furniture stores lined up side by side. Now, intuitively, you would think, how could that be? How can they be successful? They're right there competing against each other. But then one of them decided to open up a store on the other side of town where there were no other furniture stores. Well, the three that were side by side thrived. The one on the other side of town by itself failed.
It's funny that you say that, Jim. And I was with my wife in Paris 2 years ago, and we were walking through a section of town, and there were four cashmere stores there. And my wife looked at me, and she said, "Boy, I wouldn't open another one here." And I said, "You're wrong. If you were to open up a cashmere shop, you should open it up right there, because people will come to buy cashmere. Your
right.
store, you should open it up, and you can do things better, faster, better customer service, and you thrive." And
right.
the truth of the matter is, you know, competition is good. People get afraid of competition.
That's the beautiful part of the free market enterprise economy. Hey, Norm, how much did it cost you to get out of that cashmere neighborhood there that day?
Huh? I had to work an extra week that
year. Bet you did. I bet you did. I'm sure it was just an accident that she strolled you by the cashmere place there, huh?
Sure.
Stand by. Quick break. Norm Brodsky and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening calm.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the archives and the podcasting. Help yourself to thousands of past interviews we've done, including the ones we do today. Will be up and available for you to podcast or to stream or to subscribe to, however you like. There on at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out our blog while you're there. We update that every weekday. And thousands of articles that I've written and that my Brain Trust members have written. Lots of good stuff there. And also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. AskJim.biz, the world's only knowledge base for small business. Norm Brodsky is our guest and our new friend, soon to be old friend. He's senior contributing editor to Inc. magazine. But Norm, you got a day job, don't you?
I do. I run a company. I have a number of companies, but our main company is City Storage. It's a archive and document retrieval business.
So for financial institutions, law firms, that kind of thing,
firms, hospitals, exactly.
Retrieve the documents, put it on film, or digitize it and store it for them. Is that kind of thing? Or do you actually store the hard copies?
We do both, but actually the biggest part of it is the hard copy storage.
Storing the hard copy. Go ahead.
Old-fashioned business. I have three criteria for business. One, the idea has to be over 100 years old. Two, I have to find a niche in that business. And three, I have to I use technology to forward that business.
Mm-hmm. Very smart, very smart. And give us your own website.
CityStorage.com.
All right, so folks, check that out, especially if you're in the tri-state area. Norm, we're talking about what little companies should do to compete with the big guys. Here's my theory on this, Norm. Human beings have two areas that they focus on in their lives. They focus on the things that they need, and they focus on the things that they want. The things that they need are commodities, and they know the exact price of all those things that they need, and they're not going to pay a penny more than that. And that's the reason why Walmart is successful. But then there are the things that they want. Beyond what they need, they want things. Human beings want things. And what they want is anywhere from a little bit more than what they need to everything. And I believe that's where Brian will succeed. That's where small business owners succeed, is if they find out not what people need, but what they want, and give them that. Customize it. Make sure they, you know their name. Give them that little thing that they want, and charge them for it. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, people want it's what they also want is they want to feel welcome. You know, yeah. How many times do you go to a restaurant because the captain or the maitre d' says to you, "Oh, welcome, Mr. Blessing Game. I'm glad to have you back here."
Yep.
You'll go
just
for that greeting.
And don't even look at the price on the menu.
You will not look. The food has to be good. In other words, Brian's product has to be good.
That's right.
If it's good, then they'll come back for that greeting, that welcome. And you're absolutely right.
And by the way, Brian, folks, that we're talking about is Brian Kelly, a coffee shop owner who was faced with having Starbucks moving by near to him. By the way, this article, Street Smarts, the Street Smarts column by Norm Brodsky, our guest this half hour, is in the current edition, the August edition of Inc. magazine. So if you want to check that out, it's got Brian's picture there. Norm's picture's right there too, folks. That's worth the price of the magazine alone. So what other advice you have for small business owners, Norm, when they're competing with big guys?
Well, first of all, number one, you have to be prepared, and you can't wait until they're there, because then it's really too late. The second thing is, and I always tell everybody this, always treat your customers as if they're prospects. That means when you have somebody who wants to be you want them to be your customer, you do anything for them. You treat them nice. You give them great prices. You give them great service, or promise them great service. So when they become customers, if you treat them like prospects, you'll keep them forever. The name of the game in any business is customer retention.
One of the things, Norm, you mentioned price. One of the things I think is important to point out, now in Brian's case, he's actually got a little bit of I think he's got an advantage, because Starbucks coffee isn't cheap. It's very expensive, and I suspect that Brian can sell his coffee cheaper than Starbucks and still sell a whole lot of coffee.
Absolutely right.
But when we're going up against some of the other big box companies who really are the price leaders, where I see small business owners get into trouble is to believe that they have to compete with those companies on price, and that's not the way to success is.
No, it is not. Price is not the only object. Brian has coffee that's locally ground and freshly ground. Starbucks buys coffee that's sent to their place once a week. So Brian should capitalize on that.
Right.
He should advertise that. Listen, you live in the neighborhood, you work in the neighborhood. I buy coffee and blend it from people who live and work in the neighborhood.
So he should have a tagline that says, "Come to my shop and you can hear your coffee being ground," or something like that.
That's a great idea. We may use that, Jim.
Yeah, help yourself. My pleasure.
but you know, the small businessman has advantages, and what he has to do is he has to look and find what those advantages are. You don't look at it on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Hey, Norm, we got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
I certainly will, Jim. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
It's been
very
a lot
much.
Of fun. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on the article, and tell Brian that we said best of luck.
I will. Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Mike Menzies after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Yes,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.